A scientific organization is predicting increasing heat index readings over the next 3 decades could adversely impact military training. The study comes from the Union of Concerned Scientists. It's described as a national nonprofit organization founded 50 years ago by scientists and students at MIT. Study co-author Christy Dahl says currently Fort Campbell on the Kentucky-Tennessee line sees about a week and a half annually when the heat index exceeds 100 degrees.
When we look to the future, if we take no action to reduce our heat-trapping emissions of things like carbon dioxide, that would rise to about 2 months per year with a heat index above 100.
Dahl says the Union of Concerned Scientists works with a network of some 20,000 scientists across the U.S. She says the impact for military recruits is different than that expected for farmers or construction workers, for instance.
But potentially none of those have the severe consequences that reduced training of members of the military would have for our country. You know, we need to ensure that our troops are prepared for any kind of situation.
Repeated efforts to contact a representative at Fort Campbell proved unsuccessful. Dahl says the Army was not involved in the study, but she says some of the UCS contacts in the military said it's an issue taken very seriously. I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.